This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society, and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th Annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
September 13th, 2013. That's kind of spooky if you're the least bit if you worry about those kinds of things. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. If you wish to know more about the Kol Nedre, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, it is a celebration for Yom Kippur. You may access the whole service tonight at 6:45 Pacific time at kolnedrelive.com. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. My apologies to those who were unable to access the program yesterday via the satellite and for the problem accessing yesterday's second hour archives. The RBN technicians are fabulous, and I'm sure that they will correct those two issues. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of all the guests that I've had on the program since 2010. I also advise or recommend that you visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site that was created by one of our wonderful, very talented listeners. Speaking of talent, if you wish to know what is going on in Syria, you need to read Michael Collins Piper's book, The High Priests of War. I have been rereading it this week. It's fabulous. It is available from the American Free Press. Mike really nails the truth on everything. The American Free Press is currently having a big book sale. Their website is AmericanFreePress.net. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break, probably, but wait till we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Colin A. Ross. He is the founder and president of the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. He is the author of numerous books, including Bluebird, Deliberate Creation of Multiple Personality by Psychiatrists, Trauma Model Therapy, and Structural Disassociation, The Rape of Eve, and The Great Psychiatry Scam. His website is ROSSINST.com, which stands for Ross Institute. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ross.
For having me back.
Well, thank you. I've always been fascinated with your book called Bluebird, The Deliberate Creation of Multiple Personality by Psychiatrists, and particularly some of the things that they participated in, the mind controlled experimentation during the Cold War, and I especially like some of the case histories. So maybe if we have the time today, you could cover some of those things.
Sure.
Okay.
Just so listeners know, by the way, I reissued the book. It's exactly the same book. under the title The CIA Doctors.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
So if you go to Amazon, you'll find like a few copies of Bluebird for hundreds of dollars, but The CIA Doctors is on there at just a regular book price.
Oh, okay. I have that in parentheses, but I couldn't remember why I'd said that. Okay, CIA Doctors. I've had my book for quite some time, 5 or 6 years. So, anyway, it is a fabulous book, and I really recommend that you purchase the new edition of it, CIA Doctors. All righty. Where would you like to start off?
Jay, there's a lot of places to start off. So we're going to talk about the CIA military mind control first, or psychiatry in general?
Yeah, that people are so fascinated with that. And, I mean, it is kind of a scary thing to think that the CIA has this capacity and capability and desire to mess with our minds. And I think people need to know about that.
Well, let me just quickly explain how I got into this topic. So I'm a psychiatrist. Born in Canada, went to medical school in Canada, did my psychiatry training in Canada, and then moved from Winnipeg to Dallas in 1991, at which point in time I knew nothing about this subject, never read about it, never heard about it, nobody talked about it. And then patients, so I was working in a specialty program for people with multiple personality disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder and related problems. And people started describing to me that they were, as kids, not just abused by dad or brother or uncle, but taken to a base or taken to a hospital, and these complicated experiments were done on them for the purpose of creating new alter personalities. And so, of course, I thought, well, never heard of that. That's kind of fantastic, kind of sounds possible. And then one person actually gave me some documents, which were correspondence between, it was between J. Edgar Hoover and the director of the CIA, if I remember right, talking about MKUltra. So I thought, whoa, there actually are some documents. And then I looked into the subject and read the books that are available and got 15,000 pages of documents from the CIA that had all been declassified in the 70s and really thoroughly studied the history of CIA and military mind control. And then I went to the medical school library, and by literally going up to the bookshelves and starting at 1950 with this psychiatry journal, take off 1950 off the shelf, look through all the issues, see if there's any interesting papers or any authors I was aware of, and then look at the references for that paper and then go to another journal, and just a hand search like that, built up dozens and dozens of papers from the 50s and 60s mostly in mainstream medical journals with funding either by the military described at the bottom of the first page or funding by one of the CIA front organizations. And this is how I built up this quite large pile of information. So that's how I got into it.
Wow. I would consider you probably the expert on this subject.
On the multiple personality dissociative identity disorder, Manchurian candidate aspect of military mind control, I'm the only person who's really written at length about it.
Exactly.
And I'm a psychiatrist who studies that, a civilian psychiatrist who, you know, writes other books about that, how to diagnose it, how to treat it, and so on. So I'm up there on the list of experts, yeah.
Absolutely. What is their motivation? Why would the CIA want to do this? For what purpose? Who do they target? Is there a particular type of individual that they would target for this kind of thing?
Well, as far as I can figure out, it's really like when you see the photographs from either Guantanamo Bay or Abu Ghraib prison, is they're obviously doing all kinds of different torture and interrogation to people. So what are the purposes that are stated, just, you know, in debates with Congress and so on, and public statements? The purpose is to get information out of people and to see if they're plotting against us. Mm-hmm. So going back then to the 50s, 60s, in the documents themselves, there's two purposes stated. One is they're trying to create the so-called Manchurian candidate, which is a artificially created multiple personality where there's a new identity who's been programmed by the handler who carries out the assignment, and the out front person has amnesia for it. And the purpose of that is, as far as I can see, it's not that those people do anything that an ordinary spy or soldier wouldn't do. It's that if they're captured and they're interrogated, they honestly can't tell the interrogator what the mission was because they don't remember. And then the other side in the documents is they describe studying this carefully and trying to understand it so they can detect Manchurian candidate spies being run against them by other agencies.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Colin A. Ross. He is founder and president of the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. He is the author of numerous books, including Bluebird, Deliberate Creation of Multiple Personality by Psychiatrist. And you said that it was listed as in the hundreds of dollars, which is an indication that people really, they don't want you to talk about this. They don't want to sell that book. So you have reissued it under CIA Doctors, which is fabulous.
Okay. Right. I think there's a few people who have copies who are just trying to scam a rare book sale type deal.
Really? Interesting.
I think that's what it is, because the CIA Doctors is readily available on Amazon. It's easy to get, and you know,
sure.
But the backstory on that is, originally through a literary agent in Canada who I knew from when I was a medical student, I sent a proposal, like a page and a half proposal on a book called The CIA Doctors. This is about 96 or 7 time frame, to 10 different publishers in New York. And, you know, it's trying to catch their attention and trying to make it sound interesting and dramatic, but it's basically an outline of what the book ended up consisting of. And the Bluebird was originally published by my own publishing company in 2000. And The CIA Doctors is also by my own publishing company. But I was trying to get a New York publisher because it's, you think, an interesting topic. So all 10 publishers declined to publish it. And one of them, the reason that that person gave, this is an editor at a, you know, major New York publisher, we're not interested in this book because only the 10 million people who watch the X-Files every week would want to read it.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Everybody should want to read your book. And so, everybody should read your book.
But obviously that's not a sensible business decision. There's only 10 million potential readers. And then what happened?
Exactly.
Next thing that happened was one of the editors, and I had this all in a file. I'm not, I have to dig through and see if I still have all this stuff. But one of the editors faxed a copy of the proposal to a writer who had published books on different topics, who then faxed it to a person in Dallas who's wanting to do an article on me for D Magazine, who came in to interview me. And I ended up getting a copy of the fax from a friend of the reporter who's a therapist who I talked to. And you know, through that sort of circuitous route, I had a copy of the fax with the fax number of the person in Austin who had sent it to the reporter for D Magazine in Dallas. And I was able to verify the name of the writer. And this person looks to me like probably a contract asset CIA disinformation writer.
Wow.
And then from that person is connected into the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, which attacked multiple personality disorder and attacked before my book was published, because I'd given a few talks about it in public and because they now were aware of this. I was trashed and attacked by the False Memory Syndrome Foundation professional advisory board members in several different locations. And I did a interview for CBC television in Canada. And the interviewer acted like she's interested in my work and interested in multiple personality, wants to explain it to a Canadian audience. And then in the middle of the interview, she pulls out a copy of the proposal. 1.5-page book proposal, and starts completely trashing me and making me look like an idiot.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then, somebody contacted me to be on Canadian TV, too, one time, and I said, no, not interested.
So whoever all of this was organized by, there was a concerted effort by the False Memory Syndrome Foundation and people connected to it to discredit me and say I'm just a conspiracy nut. And two of the members of the professional advisory board for the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, who both died in the tail end of the 90s, but at this time they're both still alive, were Martin Orne and Louis Jolyon West, who were both top secret cleared contractors on MKUltra and were themselves directly involved in the Manchurian Candidate programs.
Wow.
So that's kind of the convoluted, you know, history at trying to keep me quiet, and that resulted in me having to publish the book through my own publishing company because I couldn't find a publisher, which was fine with me. And then once the book was published, it's so documented, so objective, so non-conspiracy theory that all the attacks stopped.
Well, you did the right thing by doing it yourself. That is fabulous. Now, about this foundation, this False Memory Foundation, that was devised to create the idea that anybody that has memories that are kind of questionable or controversial, that they're crazy, right?
Yeah, starting with just, quotes, regular incest memories. So if somebody accuses their dad of incest, you can be pretty confident it's false memories. And then if somebody has multiple personality disorder, you can either be totally certain or highly confident it was just created by the therapist asking a bunch of suggestive questions. It's not real. And therefore, the memories are not real. And therefore, then we get up to the higher level. If anybody with multiple personality is coming in to see a civilian therapist and talking about either ritual cult abuse or military mind control, you can be 100% guaranteed it's all false memories. That was the basic strategy.
Okay. And, of course, they've also created Hollywood movies to discredit, for instance, with the situation with the school out in California that was...
McMartin?
Yes, McMartin. The McMartin case, yeah.
Right.
They created a movie thereafter that kind of discredited the whole thing, that it was not possible, that this was just a bunch of little kids who were just...
Right.
Making things up. But when you look at the case itself, you think, well, little kids couldn't do this.
Well, there's one of the guys who was interested in that and was involved in all of the investigation of it, a clinician, not an investigator, published a paper in a journal where they had hired an archaeologist, basically, to do an archaeological dig, because
right.
The children were describing tunnels from the McMartin school to an adjoining building.
Right.
And at this point, the actual site was no longer in use, and they were able to get an excavation permit and did it as an actual archaeological dig, very carefully done, and found backfilled tunnel systems and debris at the bottom of the tunnels, which were now all filled in, with dates on them and objects that the kids had described and so on. So the tunnels actually did exist. And they were dismissed by the...
Really?
Yeah. So there's a lot more to these stories, than you might think. And I think it's not all one or the other. There's going to be some false accusations, and there's going to be, in some of the cases, there's a ridiculously leading bad questioning by social workers interviewing kids. No question about that. But that doesn't mean it's all bogus. So the strategy is to find some bogus examples and then just dismiss everything.
Right. And then make a movie about it.
Yeah.
Okay, why would the government, why would the CIA want to develop Manchurian candidates to begin with? And what purpose have they served kind of influencing the public in various ways?
Well, the person who's written in public, which I think I mentioned last time we were talking, the most about this, who's deceased, is G.H. Estabrooks, George Estabrooks, Canadian-born, actually, but spent his career at Colgate College in upstate New York. And he wrote in 1943 a textbook called Hypnotism, and then wrote a paper in 1971 in a magazine called Science Digest. So, which I'll get back to after the break.
Alrighty, we will be back in about 4 minutes.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot, coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's Theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Colin A. Ross. He is the founder and president of the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. We're talking about his book today, Bluebird, Deliberate Creation of Multiple Personality by Psychiatrist. It has been reissued under the title CIA Doctors. And just a quick question before you continue from talking about what you were talking about before we went to the break. Is it possible to fake a multiple personality disorder?
Yeah, that's actually the quick answer is yes. But just think about it. So there's actually a guy, he died in a plane crash back in the 90s, but he was a skeptic about multiple personality. He was based at the University of Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada. And he did experiments with college students that the false memory people hailed as, you know, big proof that multiple personality is just cooked up in therapy. And what he did is he got college students together and gave them course credit, gave them a little, you know, seminar on what multiple personality looks like, then asked them to fake it, which they did. And this proves, according to him, that multiple personality is totally cooked up in therapy. It doesn't exist before the therapy. But you could get college students to fake being depressed or fake having a sore back or fake anything.
Sure.
So what does that prove?
Fake anything.
So you can, yes, you can fake multiple personality. You can fake having cancer. You can fake being depressed. You can fake being in love. You can fake anything you want to try and fake. So multiple personality is not any different from anything else in life. Question is, how convincingly can you fake it for how long with an experienced clinician? Well, you can, even an experienced clinician, you can fool for a little while. For a long time, maybe, but how often does that actually happen?
Yes,
I wonder. And what's the purpose? You get to go see a therapist and talk?
Yeah.
It's not like that big a payoff.
Yes, but if it is something that would affect other people and not just the person that is claiming it, then would it have some sort of motivation?
Well, sure. Like, so the big subject conversation is always in criminal trials, is the defendant faking multiple personality disorder? Where there's obvious incentive to fake, which is you're trying to get a not guilty by reason of insanity defense. But the way I would deal with that personally, if I was in charge, is I would just say, first of all, I don't believe in the insanity defense to start with. It doesn't, as a concept, it doesn't make sense to me. I just think your state of mind has nothing to do with whether you did it and you're guilty or not. So guilt should just be either you did it or you didn't. And so I don't even agree with the concept of not guilty by reason of insanity. But if you're going to have not guilty by reason of insanity, people with multiple personality disorder are not insane. And you know, they fill out income tax forms and have jobs and hold conversations and do things. And so I would just say multiple personality is not grounds for an insanity defense. Forget it. And that would be the end of it. So it's actually an easy problem to solve if you have a little bit more of a tough attitude and you're not going to put up with all kinds of fakery and scams in the courtroom, so to speak.
Sure. Which I think happens quite a lot, actually.
Oh, sure. But it's not that, in terms of multiple personality, which is called dissociative identity disorder, it's quite easy to shut down. If you just said, it's not grounds for defense, it's not a mitigating factor, end of discussion, then there'd be no reason to fake it.
Okay. Now, speaking of multiple personality disorder, you do talk about that in the book. And you were talking too before we went to the break about George Estabrook's situation. So do you want to pick it up from where you left off? Okay.
So George Estabrook's psychologist's career is at Colgate College in upstate New York. He wrote about in spanning 1943 to 71 in great detail, described creating and running Manchurian candidates for the War Department in the Second World War. And I also have copies of correspondence back and forth between him and J. Edgar Hoover, spanning several decades, personally signed by J. Edgar Hoover, all of which I got from the archives at Colgate University. And also have documentation of his War Department contract, him corresponding with, publishing with, meeting with top secret cleared MKUltra contractors, and giving seminars and trainings to military people and FBI people on how to use hypnosis for warfare, how to create the super spy. So he's very well documented. And he's describing creating these identities and running them operationally as far back as the 1940s. So there's really no doubt that this has been done, can be done, has been done.
Wow. So what is the reason that they would do this? You said, for instance, the reason that they torture people in Abu Ghraib and elsewhere is to gain information. But why would a person, say, create a Manchurian candidate?
Well, if you're trying to create one at Guantanamo Bay, so you would do all the things that you can pull up these photographs easily. They're all in the public domain of hooding and forced dispositions. And at Abu Ghraib, attacks with dogs, sexual terrorization and shaming, you know, electric shock, all these things, waterboarding. So, and then there's good cop, bad cop, sensory deprivation, isolation, and then you add on some drugs, and then add on some hypnosis, and somebody can work a person up to have a new identity that they don't know that they have. And the handler can access the new identity using a hypnotic suggestion code that's been implanted, which is described in the CIA mind control documents in detail. And then you've got somebody who you keep at Abu Ghraib or keep at Guantanamo Bay for 2 or 3 or 5 or 6 years, and then you release them. They go back home, but you've got a Manchurian candidate double agent. So the person reintegrates into their setting in a completely genuine, believable way because they have total amnesia for the hidden, you know, double agent personality. That would be the reason.
Okay.
Now, can I prove that that's happening currently? No, but I'd be extremely surprised if it's not.
Now, we're all aware, I'm sure, of the movie, The Manchurian Candidate. I think it's been remade at least one more time. Would that be possible to do, to create somebody that would kill another person because they were mind-controlled to do that?
Well, there's actual experiments described in these CIA mind-control documents, which include a variety of different tasks that somebody does under hypnotic command, and they have an amnesia for it later, which includes just things like going into a room and retrieving documents. But it also, there's exercises where the person is delivering a suitcase that's got part of a bomb mechanism to another person who then puts the two pieces together for the purpose of blowing up whatever the target is. And both of those people have amnesia for their participation in the sequence of events. They think that they're delivering part of a bomb, but it's actually just a pretend thing. It's not a real bomb. But as far as they know, it's a real bomb. And then they have amnesia for the whole thing afterwards. And then that also goes up to you're 100% convinced it's a loaded gun, and you pull the trigger and you think you're going to kill the person. And then you have amnesia for having done that. And then in the Esterbrook's documents, it describes these people being used operationally. Also, there's lots and lots of hypnosis experiments just in the academic regular literature where you can hypnotize somebody and they'll start acting like a new identity and claim to be somebody else with a different name, different attitudes quite easily. This is easy to do with really good hypnotic subjects. Any stage hypnotist can do it. And then afterwards, the person will have amnesia for claiming to be, you know, Joe Smith.
Huh.
So this isn't—it's not really a controversial point. This easily can be done.
What about you? Talk about Sirhan Sirhan in your book. Mm-hmm. Could you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, in the book, I'm going through a series of case histories which are either partial Manchurian candidates or full Manchurian candidates. And they're either partially documented or fully documented. And they're either self-created or created by a handler. And so for the purpose of the book, I use Sirhan Sirhan as an example of a self-created Manchurian candidate. And I do that because I can't prove that he had a handler and was manipulated by somebody else. I strongly suspect he was. Having read quite a bit of background literature on the RFK assassination, the fatal entry wound was a gunshot from several inches behind Robert Kennedy's ear. And on the video, you can see Sirhan being wrestled to the ground from several feet in front. So I'll get back to other details after.
All righty. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
Moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Colin A. Ross. He is the founder and president of the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. He is talking about his book, Bluebird, Deliberate Creation of Multiple Personality by Psychiatrists. It has been reissued under the title CIA Doctors. His website is rossinst, rossinst.com. And you were talking about Sirhan and the location of the bullet wound compared to where Sirhan was standing.
Right. So the question is, do I think Sirhan could be a Manchurian candidate? It's a basic question. And I was explaining that for the purposes of the book, since I couldn't prove he's handled by somebody else, I went with, here's an example of a self-created Manchurian candidate. But actually, in fact, I strongly suspect he had a handler. And the first thing I look at trying to assess this is the physical evidence concerning the crime. And as I said, the official report, not some conspiracy report, the official report is that the fatal bullet entry wound was behind Robert Kennedy's ear and fired from only a couple inches away from his head. And you can see on the videotape, which is easy to pull up, that Sirhan was wrestled to the ground from several feet in front of Kennedy. Plus, in a variety of books, there's photographs of the L.A. County Court, the county coroner, who's a man with a Japanese name, I forget exactly what his name was. He's at the crime scene, and he's measuring the entrance, the bullet entrance holes in the walls and surrounding door jams. And when you add the number of bullet entry holes that the coroner officially measured and reported, and the entrance holes in Kennedy and a couple of individuals who were hit, it adds up to more than the chambers in Sirhan's gun. So the physical, and then 9 months later, the LAPD totally discarded all the physical evidence in the case. And so the physical evidence doesn't add up to a single lone shooter. So then I want to look at the mental state side of it. And what Sirhan describes up to this point in time in jail is that he has amnesia for the shooting. He's kind of angry at the Kennedys because he's Palestinian and they're pro-Israeli and there's this and there's that. There's sort of a background rationale for why he might be angry at Kennedy. But he denies any conscious intention to assassinate Kennedy. And when you look in his diaries that are reproduced in a variety of different books, there's very repetitious writing, like RFK must die, RFK must die, RFK must die, over and over and over. And there's all kinds of doodles and strange, you know, sequences of numbers and all kinds of things, which could be just psychotic doodling, but it certainly looks like some kind of hypnotic programming code. And then we also know that he had bought a bunch of Rosicrucian self-study, sort of self-hypnosis manuals. And there's somewhat iffy information that he had had direct contact with a famous hypnotist who probably has CIA military connections. That's a little iffy. So he was practicing self-hypnotic techniques. He was writing diaries that are very repetitious and look like auto-hypnotic or handler hypnotic programming, and he denies any motivation for killing Kennedy, and he claims amnesia. So that automatically leads to a strong suspicion that he's a hypnotically controlled person, either by himself or pretty good chance by somebody else. Right. Especially when you consider he looks like a patsy because the physical evidence is inconsistent with a single shooter.
Right. Wow, very interesting. You also talk in your book about Patty Hearst.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us your views on that case.
Okay, and this is much more the documents, not my personal opinion.
Okay.
So Patty Hearst is the daughter of William Randolph Hearst, and she was an undergrad student at UC Berkeley and lived in an apartment with her boyfriend, Stephen Weed. And all of a sudden, the SLA, the Symbionese Liberation Army, busts into the apartment. There's gunfire. Stephen Weed is knocked out with the butt of one of the rifles. Patty Hearst is thrown in the trunk of a car, driven away. This is all documented fact. And then she's kept in a closet for 42 days at a SLA hideout, where, so first of all, that's a lot of fear, obviously, a lot of sensory deprivation, a lot of intimidation. And then while that's going on, she's dependent for her survival on these people, and they stage a whole bunch of mock FBI raids at gunpoint where she thinks she could be killed at any second. And then, and she's previously well-adjusted, no criminal record. She obviously doesn't need to rob a bank for money because she grew up at the Hearst Castle in California.
Right.
And so then she participates in an SLA bank robbery under the identity of Tanya. And then she's eventually captured. She's in prison. And there's a trial. And the experts in her trial who testify on her behalf, saying that she was hypnotically controlled and programmed, include Martin Orne and Jolly West, two psychiatrists who were themselves top secret MK Ultra cleared venturing candidate contractors. Margaret Singer, who interrogated the downed U.S. pilots from the Korean War who made, quotes, false confessions of germ warfare, having been hypnotically mind-controlled and programmed by communist Chinese doctors, which is the plot of the Manchurian Candidate. And then the fourth expert was Robert Lifton, who also interviewed these downed pilots. So they all said that she had been hypnotically programmed by some unknown person, and that this Tanya identity had been created by her handlers, which was for sure the Symbionese Liberation Army, maybe somebody else. And then she was sent to jail, and eventually she was pardoned by, this was Carter, I guess, and released. Now she's been a civilian ever since, never committed any crimes, has written an autobiography. So in her autobiography, she says that Donald DeFries, who is the head of the Symbionese Liberation Army, was always ranting on about and obsessed with Colston Westbrook. So this is in her autobiography. Colston Westbrook and Donald DeFries thought that Colston Westbrook was a government agent. So I have Colston Westbrook's MA thesis from UC Berkeley, which is on Ebonics. And he was, and so I've got like his date of birth and his social security number and all that stuff. He's an existing person. And he was a psychological warfare consultant to the U.S. Army during the Korean War. He came back after the war and set up the Black Cultural Association at the prison, Vacaville State Prison in California, where Donald DeFries was housed, worked directly with Donald DeFries, gave Donald DeFries his code name of SinQ, and designed the seven-headed cobra logo of the Symbionese Liberation Army. So he was direct. So Donald DeFries, previous to this, was just a high school dropout, uneducated street criminal. And then he turns into somebody who's able to capture and condition Patty Hearst to have a bank robber alter identity named Tanya.
Amazing. So
that's the story of Patty Hearst. And then one of the survivors of the mass death at Jonestown said that she had seen Stephen Weed walking around the People's Temple in Ukiah, California, with Jim Jones 3 months before the Patty Hearst kidnapping.
Oh, so maybe Stephen Weed has something to do with this.
Right, and Jim Jones, according to another book I read, which is very well documented, was a CIA contractor for a considerable period of time before forming the People's Temple, was involved in the CIA destabilization operations in Central and South America. So, the whole thing is like, in a very convoluted way, all tied together. And Leo Ryan, who was the U.S. senator who was killed at the airport at Jonestown in South America, I have a letter from him to the director of the deputy director of the CIA, asking about CIA mind control programs at Vacaville State Prison in the same time period as Donald DeFries was a prisoner there. And the CIA guy confirms that there was drug experiments run by the CIA at Vacaville using the drug Pemoline in the same time frame.
Well, this is very interesting to tie this into prisons. I mean, what a perfect environment to mind control people and to just take control of their, well, that's what they do in prison. Alrighty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.